The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
In hawker centres and coffee shops all across Singapore, diners telling ST it's good to finally be able to eat out again. Hello, I'm Olivia Kuei. You're watching The Big Story. You can subscribe to our channel so you never miss a single episode. Hey, any plans to dine out? Well, if you had eaten out, you would have noticed that there weren't big crowds at hawker centres and coffee shops when dine-in services resumed for groups of two. From Choa Chu Kang to Pasir Ris and Tampines, and people in the queues, but not so much at the tables. Stall holders in Clemency and UT said that while many patrons continue to opt for takeaways, they expect to see more people eating at the hawker centres over the coming days. So that was what it was like at some hawker centres. How are the restaurants doing on the first day? Well, let's find out more from one restaurant owner, Ricky Ng, from the well-known Blue Lotus Restaurants. Welcome to the show, Ricky. So give us a sense, how was the first day of welcoming back your diners?
The first day has been slow, I think, being despite the fact it's Monday. And we have two of our restaurants, one at Sentosa, Blue Lotus, that one, we only open for dinner for weekdays. So tonight, the reservation is still quite promising. However, for Opio at Alexandra, because we are located at the office area, and now it's still compulsory working from home. So our lunch is definitely affected. So now we just based on our regular customer come back and support us.
Well, fingers crossed that, of course, you know, food traffic will pick up in the coming days. But you've been preparing for this for a few weeks. And of course, you know, last Friday's confirmation that dining in will be allowed. So, as I said, you have been preparing for this eventuality. But were there any unforeseen incidents that you saw today?
I guess so far we are quite on track. I mean, despite the fact that we were hoping for 5 person at one table, but however, the announcement was made for 2. So, of course, we do have cancellation that from a group of 5, they drop down to 2, or they drop into separate groups in different days.
And are you finding that your patrons are still opting more for takeaways?
Once we open, I think people are more keen to come out to dine at the restaurant. And I guess because they've been locked down for the last 1 month. So I guess that gives them every reason to come out and enjoy the experience.
As you guys reopen, Ricky, was there any confusion from the patrons about what's allowed and not allowed? For example, you know, people from the same household can dine together, but they'll still need to be seated in groups of 2. How do you make sure that these rules are followed at your restaurants?
SOP from our company is as long as there are reservation more than 2, then we'll ensure that they are from the same household. And upon their arrival, we do need to check their IC, the back of the IC, and make sure they have the same address. The only other inquiries that we have the most is, if I have 2 adults and a baby or a child, how would that affect? So I think after that, we are clear with the ambassador. So, and then I guess as long as they are sitting in the prep, they are considered as within the same table. But as long as they are sitting at one chair myself, that is considered one headcount, which is not allowed.
I see.
So I guess in that part we are quite clear. Yeah.
Right. Well, moving on from, you know, your patrons to your employees, there will be mandatory COVID-19 testing for staff working in settings with unmasked clients or where there's prolonged contact between people. And of course that includes staff in the F&B industry. How does Blue Lotus manage that new rule?
We are still following up closely with the authority, and just with all the test kits, I think we do need to get a confirmation from the authority how and when we should do it, and with our employee, and only then we will have a more solid answers to that.
Right. Well, Ricky, thank you so much for your time. We wish you all the very best in navigating through this very uncertain time. That was Ricky Ng, owner and managing director for Blue Lotus Concepts International.